The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
New Lodge Flats complex, located in a Catholic area of North Belfast, endured a tragic number of deaths during the Troubles. The complex and its residents form the setting for a new feature film documentary which arrives in cinemas today. It's called The Flats, and it recalls the memories of some of the residents and how those events shaped their lives. It was created by an Italian filmmaker, Alessandra Celesia, who lives between Paris and Belfast, and it focuses on the experiences of Joe and Jolene and Angie and others in recreating their past experiences. A little earlier, Jolene Burns, who's featured throughout the film, took some time out of her holiday to speak to us, and I started by asking her to tell me what sort of a place the New Lodge area of Belfast is.
It's basically just a place in Belfast that has a lot of people that's been through a lot of stress, but there is also really, really good people in that place. And it's basically just, I don't even know how to describe it. It's just because I grew up in that area. So I think it's full of strong people, a lot of strong women, a lot of independent people. And the area itself, it looks like it's a pure area, but to me, it's not really. It's just nice for me.
Now, you mentioned there are a lot of people who have problems. I mean, one of the characters in the documentary, The Flats, is Joe, and he says because of the Troubles, he'll always be a bigot. He'll die a bigot. And he puts the same question to you. How do you feel about that?
Well, I never grew up as a bigot, or I was always protected from all of the stuff that has went on. And yeah, I was surrounded by it. I see my family go through stuff like that. But I was never that way as a person. I've always been like, I'm a Catholic. And I like Protestant people. I have friends that are Protestants. And so it's never been that way for me. But I've seen a lot of people around me grow up and be bigoted, and yeah, that's just the life, that's just the way they live, and they want to be that way, they can be that way.
And Joe, who's an older person than you, a previous generation, if you like, he, I suppose, saw more vividly the Troubles as they were unfolding. Now, many of us think that because of the Good Friday Agreement and the change in the population and so on, that life has got to be much better for nationalists now than it was before.
Well, I think now where the peace line has been made and a lot of people can connect together. And I just think, man, I think if you travel the world as well and you get to see other places, it's only Ireland that it has that conflict, and that then you get to see people that go through all the troubles and stuff themselves. Like, it has affected my family and has affected my friends, like, older generation, but it's nowadays it's different. There's a lot of peace, there's a lot of people coming together, and not many people are talking about it unless it's the parents explaining it to their children, and then their children seem to become bigoted or become like that way inclined. But now I surround my daughter, and my daughter knows about it, but I just don't really speak about it that much. I just try and protect her from everything.
Now, there's one very interesting sequence in the documentary where you're involved in a conversation about identity.
So, how are we Irish if we have a British passport?
But you can be British or Irish.
We're not allowed in the EU anymore as well, because we're classed as British.
You can have a passport.
You can do whatever you want. I've ordered one, like. Does that mean that we can go in the EU and have the fill out forms?
And you don't have to queue up, no, because that thing, because you're in the European
Union. We're classed as Europeans.
We are still Europeans. In the European Union.
Which is what we are. Irish Europeans.
So we are, we're part of Europe. Cause we.
So we're half Irish and half British,
basically. No, we're full Irish, but they stole our Irishness off as they tried to.
They took six counties off.
So basically, if I get an Irish passport, I'm Irish.
You're not Irish, Julie. That puts in a further stamp on it.
But whenever I fill out forms and all, they say, are you Irish, British, or white, or whatever, and I just write British.
All you need is get your Irish passport. You've always been Irish.
I'm carrying a British passport. What does that make me?
I never knew I was Irish or British. I just never knew. I thought I was British because I had a British passport. But then I couldn't understand why I lived in Ireland. I was like, well, how do I live in Ireland and I have a British passport? I just never understood.
Yeah, and that conversation was provoked as you're looking at the telly and the Queen's funeral is unfolding and she has her own...
It just happened to be that moment. It just happened to be that moment.
And she has the flag draped over her, which indicates, you know, England, Scotland, Wales, and as one of your friends puts it, and this place, whatever it is.
Yes. Do you know what? This place, I just thought, I didn't know whether Ireland, the whole of Ireland, with the south, I love the south of Ireland. All my family are from the south of Ireland. So I just automatically thought I was Irish, but I just never knew. If I didn't understand why, if I'm Irish, why do I have a British passport? Why can't I get an Irish passport?
Now, the new lodge area is not an area without problems. There are problems, as you have in a lot of areas that are somewhat deprived. And Joe says to you at one point, get out of Belfast. It's the only thing to do.
Yeah, well, the area I grew up isn't the best area. The new lodge is, it isn't the best area to choose in Northern Ireland. It's just not. But it's got a lot of good people in it too. And like a lot of people think when they hear like conflict and troubles, they think it's the worst thing ever. Like it's like the Shankill and the West Belfast. Like there's a lot of stuff that's going on in them places. But when people like just hear about it, they think, oh, I will never go there. Like it's horrible. It's not that way. There is a lot of good people in the New Lodge area. Like I came from the Lodge, so I know I'm a good person, and yeah.
Now, Joe quotes Bobby Sands, who died on the hunger strike, when Bobby Sands said, "Our revenge will be the laughter of our children." And I mean,
what he means by that is our children will grow up, our children will be happy, we won't be, like, that won't be passed on to our children will be the happy and free and just free of all what he experienced. So it basically meant that he would be like, if he has children or all the generation growing up will be free of what he experienced.
And yet there is another evil that is going after the children, and that is the evil of drug use, the heroin dealers and so on. And that provokes Joe into deciding to go on his own hunger strike.
Do you know what? Joe just thought, hey, there's a lot of people in that area that were like selling drugs, and they weren't even from the area, these people that were selling the drugs. So, yeah, I think he just gets angry, so angry when people are in the flats selling the drugs, and he couldn't take it. He just got one day, he just said, I just can't take it anymore. And he did go on a hunger strike.
Now, he is persuaded out of it by one of your friends very forcibly into seeing sense and deciding to go on living.
Joe? Where's Joe? Joe died. What did he die of? He starved himself to death. What, did he not have enough food? No, he died for a cause, for the community, stop the drug dealers with the kids. They don't know any of that. You're going to die for nothing. No. There's ways to do it, Joe.
Rita.
You know, and me, Rita. I would think the way for you to do it, because you are such a personable, and you, it means your community means so much to you, and the kids mean so much to you. You're the biggest ally that they have. You can fight for them. You have no fear. You'll go to the housing executive, you'll go to the press, you'll go to the MPs, you'll go to the MLAs. You will totally do that, and you'll batter their doors, and you'll keep battering their doors, and you'll make them listen to you. The hunger strikers who died, they had a system, they had support, they had a plan. You have no plan, Joe. Your plan is just to die.
How did you feel about your own portrayal in the documentary?
Do you know what? I never really thought about it as much as like a documentary. I watched it back and I thought Alexandra has been a really, really good friend of mine for a very long time. And I was in the John the Bookseller of Belfast. And when I was doing the film at that time, there was just moments that we were capturing that we didn't even realise that we were capturing such great memories and great moments that were in the past. Watching it back, it's very heartfelt for me. I have cried a lot. I've laughed a lot. It's been a mix of emotions.
And you sing a lot too.
I sing a lot too, yes. So that's another topic. I am doing so well with my music right now. And I definitely think if it wasn't for the film, I wouldn't have released four singles on Spotify and iTunes. And I'm releasing an album very soon. And my TikTok, I started TikTok live singing every night. I don't have to go and sing in the bars or the clubs. I get to sing in the comfort of my own home. And man, I made it to number one a couple of weeks ago in the whole of UK. I was number one.
And congratulations to you, Jolene. Jolene, look, thank you very much for joining us on the day the movie is being released. It's called The Flats, being released in cinemas. And I can thank you for joining us and also to wish you the very best for the rest of your holiday.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.